إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, in my leadership development consulting, the thing which I teach and which I am absolutely convinced about is that the criterion of success or failure in this dunya and the next dunya, the criterion of success or failure in this world and the akhirah, is our attitude. The criterion of success or failure is our attitude. Because attitude is the thing, it is the lenses through which we see. And that is why attitude is that which shows us something either as an asset, which then we leverage and we take advantage of, or it shows us the same thing as a disadvantage or a liability which we cannot take advantage of. Let me give you some examples. Say for example, you have old parents, elderly parents who are not well, who are sick, who need a lot of care. There are people who will see that as an asset and they will say, Alhamdulillah, I am not saying it is a good thing they are sick, but I am saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put me in a position where I can serve my old parents because this is my ticket to Jannah. So this is one attitude. And the other attitude is some other kind of children who will say, my God, what kind of problem is this? They may not actually say it in so many words, but this is in the heart. What kind of a problem is this? What sort of nuisance is this? This completely spoils my entire life. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. I can't go on a holiday because these people are here. Best thing is put them into an old people's home. We have got money. Just pay money. Khalas. Let them live there. Let them die. When they die, they will tell us and we'll go bury them. Am I exaggerating? Are the people not like this in this world? So the same old parents, for one set of children, have become the source of Jannah, and for another set of children, they have become the source of Jahannam. The actuality has not changed. Please understand this. The reality of that thing, which is that these parents were a potential source of Jannah, a potential gate and ticket for Jannah. This has not changed. What has changed is because of the attitude of somebody, that ticket to Jannah became a ticket for Jahannam. So the reality does not change. But our attitude enables us either to take advantage of the reality and benefit from it, or it turns that reality into an actual liability for us. Another example. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Medina, there were some people who saw this as a advantage, as a benefit, as an asset. They said, the Nabi of Allah has come to live amongst us. Alhamdulillah. They came forward, they said, Ya Rasulullah, come and stay in my house. Ya Rasulullah, come and stay in my house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, they would go and forward, they would go forward and they would offer and they would do this and that. But same Medina, same people, there were some other people who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a problem, as a liability, and they said, if this man comes here, the whole of Arabia will turn against us. This man is a liability, he is a danger. If this man comes here, we become sitting ducks. Everybody, all swords will be against us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed all this. The battle of Ahzab did take place. The battle of Khandaq, the Quraysh came with the Hawa, with all the other tribes of Arabia, and they surrounded Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this. He tested the iman of the believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allowed that battle to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we help them with junoodul lam tarauha. We sent angels against them. The battle never happened. They all ran away. 10,000 troops ran away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they read the Quran. The Quran did not come for you to keep on your shelf. The Quran came to read. Read the Quran. Read the ayat of Suratul Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically attitudes. He mentioned specifically the attitude of the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they saw the Ahzab, when they saw the Confederates, when they saw the armies, those munafiqeen, and this name was given by Allah. Allah gave this name, munafiqeen. There's a whole surah called munafiqun. Who were the munafiqeen? They were the people who were praying Salatul Fajr and Salatul Zuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the first saf, believe me. They were people who called themselves Muslim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, they have no iman. Allah said, they have no iman. Read the ayat of Suratul Baqarah specifically on this. So when the munafiqeen, when they saw the army, they said to the believers, what did they say? They said, see, we told you this Muhammad is a liability, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You were very friendly with him. You wanted to stay close to him. You wanted to be with him. See what he has landed you in. Now you are in serious trouble because you are going to be annihilated. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the believers. Read the ayat of Suratul Ahzab. Allah mentioned the believers. He called them ar-rijal. He said, these are the men. The others, we don't want to say what they are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they saw the Ahzab, he said it only increased. What did they say? They said, هَذَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I said, this is the wa'ada of Allah and His Rasul. And Allah said, it only increased their iman wa taslima. It only increased their iman. Can you imagine? They're seeing the enemy there. They're seeing the army, which has come with the sole purpose of slaughtering all of them. And they say, Alhamdulillah, صدق الله ورسوله. Alhamdulillah. What happened? Did they get slaughtered? Allah sent malaika against them. Allah sent malaika against the army. And then what did Allah say about the munafiqun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you ask forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. For them is the worst pit in the Jahannam. Same asset, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One group sees the asset as an asset. The another group sees the asset as a liability. This is the reality of our lives. Allah has given this deen to us. Some see it as an asset and they say, Alhamdulillah that I am Muslim. And remember, it's not your carping and your you know, cheeky, your tongue. It's in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the heart, not the tongues. One sees this deen and the sha'ar of this deen, the signs of this deen, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masajid, the madaris. One sees these as assets and says, Alhamdulillah. Even if I have to die because I am a neighbor to a Muslim, even if I have to die because I am a neighbor to a masjid, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Because if I am dying for that reason, then I am dying shaheed fi sabilillah, inshaAllah. Allah will give me Jannatul Firdausul Ala without hisab. And one day I have to die anyway. So do I want to choose to die in a hospital bed with all kinds of tubes, surrounded by people who are not even Muslim, and I'm not even sure that I will have the kalima on my tongue when I die? You want to die like that? Die. No problem. Because one day you will die anyway, believe me. One day you will die no matter what. Your choice. Your choice. So we see that as an asset. We see this deen as an asset. Or do we see this deen as a liability? Again, once again, as I told you, there is no Muslim, even if he is, no matter how bad he is never going to say Islam is a liability. But if you see their actions, you see their speech, you see whatever they do, you can see where the real attitude, what it is. And anyway, you don't have to see, Allah knows. Allah knows. So there are those who see Islam as a asset. And for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes a different destiny. And there are those who see Islam as a liability. This is a musibah. Why did this happen to me? Why do I have this deen? So I try to wipe off every sign of this deen from my face, from my body, from my clothes, from my life. But believe me, when they come for you, they come for you. When they come, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to send and destroy you, they'll find you, believe me, they'll find you. And you die, and you do not even die as shaheed, because you die cursing Islam, you die without trying to run away from Islam. We have seen signs of all of this in our own lives, believe me. One of our good friends who runs a transport business, he told me a phenomenal story, wallahi. He said in 2002, when the pogrom happened in Gujarat, when the genocide happened in Gujarat, there were two Muslim boys who were cleaners of trucks. He said their truck was caught in the two Muslim boys. And they got surrounded by this mob of Hindus. And they said to the first one, they said, give up your religion. Give up your religion. Say that you are not a Muslim. And we'll let you go. He said, Jai Sri Ram, and we'll let you go. And they were all armed. They had swords and this and that. They caught both the boys. And the first one, they said, say Jai Sri Ram, we'll let you go. The boy said, Allahu Akbar. He said, Allahu Akbar. That is one level of iman. He said, Allahu Akbar. And somebody slashed him from the back with a sword and cut off his head. Then they said to the second boy, now this is the second level of iman. They said to the second boy, in front of whom his brother got slaughtered. They said to the second boy, see what happened to him? The same thing will happen to you. All we are saying, just say Jai Shri Ram. And we'll let you go. The boy said, Allahu Akbar. And they killed him also. Remember, on the day of judgment, you will meet these boys. But what state will you meet them in? Do you want to meet them in a state where you can say salam to them? And they will say, wa alaikum as-salam? Or will you meet them in a state where you are ashamed to stand before them and they will not look at you? Because you ran away from your deen. Because you considered an asset which Allah gave you as a liability. Think and think well. People don't like me because I speak what is in my heart. And a day will come when Allah will silence my voice because He will call me to Himself. I wait for that day. I yearn for that day. I ask my Rabb to call me as quickly as He can because I want to meet Him. Remember and remember well, on that day when you stand before Allah, you will be asked, what did you consider the asset which I gave you? Did you treat it like an asset or did you treat it like a liability? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the good sense to understand and appreciate this deen which He gave us, and the signs of this deen and the shi'ar of this deen, and to treat them as assets and to leverage and benefit from them. Because if that does not happen,
and then there will be tears to cry, and there will be no end to those tears. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to help us to live a life which becomes a source of Jannah for us. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ